Well, we've heard a little bit about UCCF, a little bit about their work with students. Typically, people between the ages of about 18 and 21, 25, something like that, those early years of adulthood. And that is a significant time, particularly, isn't it, in someone's life. Perhaps you can think back to when you're that sort of an age and how so much of who you are, so much of the way you think, so much of kind of what you enjoy and how you do life has been shaped by, well, your experience of those years. The people you spent time with, the things that you did, the things you learnt, the places you saw. And I think it's a really particularly important time in someone's development as a person as they ask questions. And particularly they ask, I think, two questions. The first is, well, who am I? Who am I? I've kind of had my 18 years of life at home and school, and as I step out into this world and I explore the world, actually, we look in on ourselves, don't we? And we ask that question of, who am I? And the second question I think people often ask around that time is the question of, what am I doing? Or perhaps in the future tense, what will I go on to do? What will I make of myself? What will I achieve in my life? And I say that those are questions that we ask when we're kind of 18 to 25. Actually, I wonder whether often we keep asking those same questions. Perhaps even after many, many years, we keep asking ourselves, who am I really? Who am I and what am I doing? What am I going to do with my life? And we ask that those questions not just for ourselves, but we ask it for others, don't we? If you've got children or grandchildren, nieces or nephews, or you've just got family friends or youngsters in the church, don't we ask that question for them? Who are you? And what are you going to do with your life? And perhaps they even come to us and they ask us for wisdom, or, well, perhaps ask the older, wiser generation. They ask, what wisdom do you have to pass on to me? What am I doing? And what should I do with my life? Well, as we read in Ecclesiastes, there is so much we can do, isn't there? There's so much we can chase. There's so much we can learn about and experience. So much we can do. This world is vast. And there's so much that is good which is out there for us to enjoy. And particularly, I think, when you're kind of heading off to university and you're asking these questions, well, we can chase education. We can chase knowledge, we can learn about things, we can figure out how stuff works, whether it's stuff that's out there in the expanse of the universe, or just how stuff works in the day-to-day running of life. Maybe it's about chasing experience. Recent years, there's been a lot of talk of bucket lists, things that, I only just made the connection the other day, actually. It's a bucket list, because it's a list of things you do before you kick the bucket. In my mind, it was just, you know, physically a bucket. But anyway, a bucket list, things that you want to experience and enjoy before you get to the end of your life, places you want to see, the number of planes you want to be able to jump out of, the number of mountains you want to climb, the pieces of art you want to see. There's so much we can chase after and experience and enjoy. And perhaps maybe as we're chasing after those things, we think, well, I want to make a difference in this world. I want to leave my marks so that when I do kick the bucket, when I am gone, I'll have a legacy to leave behind for those who come after me. Maybe it's chasing after money or wanting to have the latest technology and gadgets. Maybe it's about going on holiday and seeing all the beautiful places in the world. Maybe it's about being an expert or a pioneer in a field which you're passionate about. There's so much that we can chase after and do. But in the end, all is vanity and a striving after the wind. That's the Bible's take on it all. All those experiences, all those things we can do and enjoy. And the Bible's not saying those things aren't great in some ways. But it is saying they're hollow and vacuous and empty. That no matter what we chase, no matter what we've achieved or attained, no matter what we've experienced or how much we've done, in the end, well, it will mean nothing really, because we will kick the bucket and it will all be over. And perhaps some of us know something of that, that we're chasing after and we're grasping onto things, and yet nothing ever seems to quite satisfy. There's always something to chase after. And maybe we know, not just from reading the scriptures, but in a very real sense, we know that it is all a chasing after the wind. What does the Bible put in place of that? If that isn't what life is about, if that isn't who we are, well, what does the Bible have to say? Well, 2 Timothy speaks of our lives as soldiers of Christ Jesus. That if we're a Christian here today, if we have put our faith in the Lord Jesus, if we've trusted in him and followed him, well, then you are a follower of Jesus. That is who you are. First and foremost, the most fundamental thing about who you are, your answer to that question of who am I, is I am a Christian. For students studying arts, they might think I'm an artist. If they're studying social work, they might think, oh, I'm a social worker, I care for people. Maybe they're a mechanic, they love cars, they love fixing them and building them, I'm a mechanic. Maybe they love running businesses and they're a business owner, an entrepreneur. Maybe they just think of themselves broadly as a student. Maybe you think of yourself as retired, or you're a golfer, or I don't know, whatever you do and you enjoy in life, that's who I am. Well, the Bible says, no, scratch all that. What is far more fundamental, what lies underneath all that, I am a Christian. Your life has been united with Christ. Verse 11 of 2 Timothy 2 says, if we've died with him, we will also live with him. When you became a Christian, you died, and you live the life of Jesus. Now, you are a Christian, and that shapes and molds everything about who we are and what we do. Who am I? I'm a Christian before anything and everything else. And part of, I guess, the work of UCCF, part of the work of the church is to help us and to help people to see that that's what it's all about. So even as students study, even as they work hard to attain their degrees and to get jobs and all that, the encouragement is, actually, are you living for Jesus? Are you sharing your faith? Are you striving to develop and to mature as a Christian, even before you learn the skills of a dentist or an architect or of animals and how the land works and how buildings work, whatever it is? You are a Christian. And that second question, well, what am I doing? What am I going to do with my life? In some ways, when you've answered the first question rightly, the second question simply falls into place, doesn't it? Isn't it obvious? If I'm a Christian, if that is who I am, then I'll live as a Christian. If I'm an artist, I'm going to produce art. If I'm a dentist, I'll pull people's teeth out. Hopefully not too much of the time. But if you're a Christian, you live as a Christian. It shapes and molds every aspect of our decision making. When you've got a new job, a new chapter in life, you're moving, you're asking the question of, well, what job should I take? Where should I move? Well, surely we ask the question, what does Jesus want? What will best enable me to serve his kingdom? Will it be this job where I have to work every weekend and every Sunday morning? Will that help me to love the church? Will that help me to follow after Christ? Surely the fact that we are a Christian shapes and influences everything that we do. What will I do? I'll live for Jesus. In verses 3 and 10, we read of how we share in suffering. And in verse 10, I endure everything for the sake of the elect. As a Christian, what do? We make sacrifices. We put everything else aside, all our other desires and wants, all the other hopes and dreams. We set aside because of our singular goal and aim to glorify Christ and to help others to meet with him as well. Who I am shapes what I do. Who I am is a Christian. And what I do is I live for Jesus. And so it's good. It's good for us to ask those questions. It's good for those who are kind of first setting out in their adult life to ask those questions and to figure out who they are and what they're doing. It's good for us to keep asking those questions of ourselves. And it's good for us to ask those questions for our children and young people. And I guess my encouragement for us is to pray. Pray for the work of UCCF. Pray that many, many, many students will see the Lord Jesus. And when they see him, they will understand who they are. When they see him rightly, they will know who they are. And they will live lives accordingly. Pray for ourselves here as a church in the Western. Pray that we would so see Jesus that we would live his life here in the Westerns, and that we would honor him and glorify him, and that we would grow the kingdom. Pray for our children and young people downstairs, those who are still sitting in our pews, those who perhaps aren't with us this morning. Pray for our nieces and our nephews, our grandchildren. Pray that they would see Jesus. And when they see him, then, well, they'll be able to answer that question of who am I? Because it is only in him that we find ourselves. It is in Jesus that we find the reality of who we are, because we were made in his image and we were made for him, to live with him, to enjoy him, and to please him. And pray for yourself. Pray that day by day you will know the joy of seeing Jesus more clearly and living life for him and growing to be more and more like him. Let me pray for us now. Heavenly Father, we do ask that by your Spirit you would open our eyes, open the eyes of our children, young people in their church, open the eyes of those whom we love and know, open the eyes of all those here in the Westlands, open the eyes of those who are at university, that they would see the Lord Jesus, that when they see him, they would understand, we would understand rightly who we are. We would find our identity in him, that our lives would be filled with joy as we live for you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.